Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your painting project at Menards. Paint in one coat with MaxBond Plus exterior paint. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance. With over 800 one-coat colors, it's designed to work for you. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Down here, so you should be down here.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Wowzer.
That was, we actually have a Broadway
audition.
We have a heavy Broadway. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We do. We have a Broadway audition today.
Heavy, heavy audition.
Via Zoom. We're both auditioning for Wicked.
For Wicked.
For Wicked. I'm auditioning for Alphaba.
Yes, and I'm auditioning for Alphaba.
What?
Wait, you're auditioning for Alphaba?
I thought we were auditioning for different parts.
I thought they said as a duo. I thought you were going to be Glinda.
It's not a duo. Why would it be a duo? You misread the email.
I don't read emails. You know that.
I know that you're religiously against reading emails thoroughly.
God,
but
I'm upset.
What are you going to do?
I've been thrifting like a mad woman.
Oh, God. That's not a good sign, Jesse.
It's certainly not. But I went into this one thrift store and this woman was going out of business.
You're going into the stores? You've moved on from Etsy and you're going into real live Etsy shops?
Honey, I'm in.
Oh, God.
I'm in. And this woman was like, is getting rid of her store. So she literally goes, take any two books you want. Please take any two books. And I said, if I read, this would be so tempting.
How many books did she have?
Hundreds.
And she was only giving away two at a time?
Well, I didn't even take one. I was like, honey, I can't. It would be disingenuous.
Did you say I'm dyslexic? That's offensive?
Yeah. I just said, if I read, boy, you'd be in trouble. And we all laughed. And then I was like, I don't need a book. Thank you.
And she was like, oh, that nice, sweet, stupid girl.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? Sweet girls are nice, too.
What did you buy?
What did I... Oh my God, if I showed you this coat I got, you'd gag.
What is it?
You'd gag. Okay, should I try to get it? Yeah, I'm actually on the couch today, you guys. I'm like very,
I know. What
very...
is this setup? Are you on? Is there someone else there? Blink twice if you want me to call 911.
LOL, if someone else were here, I'd be like, I guess I'm with a guy.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're like, he's still sleeping.
He's still sleeping. He doesn't know that he's here yet because he was blackout and I helped him get home. But I'm like, I told him I'd help him get home,
but I just let him sleep on my couch so that when he woke up, he would see me again and maybe he'd be interested.
Yeah. Okay, wait one second.
Oh, wow. Okay. She came back with a... No. That is the most fabulous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I know.
Where did you find it?
I got it at Goodwill.
It looks kind of like the fur and sister act that I've been looking for years.
Honey, it's iconic. And look at the sleeve.
I mean, you look like a human bumblebee. It's amazing.
Exactly. You like guys, a blue bumblebee. I got such an iconic coat.
It's like a big fur coat like yeah. very puffy fur coat, but then the sleeves look like bumblebee arms.
Yeah, like athletic. Like the begin. What I love is athletic. That the kind of like the top of it is so big with blue and black fur that like the shoulders are having a moment, and they're like, "Don't talk to me unless you know what you're doing."
The shoulders are the moment. You look like Cruella DeVille's hotter daughter.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm going for. Honestly, you just nailed my aesthetic.
I mean, that's what I feel like I you know, I live for.
I live it's for that, real too.
It's a crying shame you can't use that coat for, like, 7 months.
I know. Because I'm buying clothes that are just, like, my friend Sarah and I are going to just have themed nights where we just go out with a theme. And you're more than welcome to join. But I just,
what
like,
are the
I
themes?
Love, well, I don't know yet. But, I mean, like, that theme would be, like, Cruella DeVille theme, you know?
Yeah, like, fur fantasy.
Exactly. Because it's like, why are we not dressing up more? Like, why in the hell? I have so many clothes that I look at and
I dress up
go,
a lot. I feel like, why aren't you dressing up more is a good thing. I'm dressed up, I feel like, way more than most people.
Wow. And where are you going?
Like, for videos and stuff.
Okay. But you're not taking that out.
I get
out
my
on the
fix,
town.
Though. I'm not going out on the town. Like, that's the end of the sentence. I'm not going out
okay,
on the town.
Okay. And that's
I
a
guess.
Period. Okay. Stop.
Unfortunately
Interesting. Okay.
For that, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like the clothes deserve time out in the sun, but that's just
of
me.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
They're children. I know. I understand. I understand.
So I'm guessing you haven't been going on dates if you've been
Absolutely
heavily thrifting.
Not.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. No longer thrifting through trying to find a man, just trying to find a coat. You know what I mean?
Listen, that coat is better than any guy you've ever dated. So
true. 100% true. Yeah. I'm not really... I have a date on Sunday, which I'm sure is going to be bad. So I'm just prepping.
You have to be positive.
It's going
to
be great. He's my husband. And
look at those nails. They're getting so long.
I know.
They're good.
They're good. You guys, I am rising like a phoenix.
You are.
I'm rising like a phoenix.
You're going to find love. This is when you least expect it.
I've never expected it. And this time,
isn't that what they say? I never expected it either. But my Uber driver has yet to try to kiss me. So,
yeah.
Maybe one day.
I know.
Wait, speaking of embarrassing shit.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We have a submission. Okay, guys, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is from, you know, we don't have a name, I don't think. And that's probably smart.
Anonymous, smart of you.
So let's name her...
Tiff.
Okay. She says, hey girl, hey. Hey bitch, hey. Love you guys and love the show. So, my embarrassing story. I am a junior in high school, and my claim to fame was for being referred to as that swimmer girl because I was always training and traveling for competitions. Literally,
damn.
Same. That was
literally.
That was also my nickname in high school. Swim fan, because I was obsessed with the movie Swim Fan.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, despite all that, I had my first kiss and boyfriend, in quotes, that year. I say that in quotes because the relationship was really just us talking in the hall at school and on the phone at night.
Well,
it's a relationship. In the 5 months we dated, I think we actually went on like 2 dates because we had very little time to actually see each other outside of school. This girl was definitely like the most popular bitch in school. Just for the record.
For sure.
So anyway, at this point, we had been dating for a few months and had been on probably 1 date. It was Christmas morning and we were all... Wait, what?
It was Christmas morning.
Okay, wait. I was just seeing if she was with him, but she's not. It was Christmas morning and we were all opening stockings at my aunt's house where we always spend Christmas. Okay. Everyone is there. My parents, 2 siblings, aunt and uncle, and my 3 cousins. Everything is great. That is, until I pull out a box of condoms. A fucking box of condoms. I shove it back into my stocking all the way to the bottom and just sit there wanting to die and pray no one saw me open it. I am traumatized and can't believe my parents did that. I mean, it's good my parents are cool or woke or whatever, but seriously, why? And why at Christmas in front of everyone? Later that day, I happen to be in the kitchen alone. See, this is something she must have expected her parents would do, because if I opened a box of condoms, I would be like, who put this in here as a prank on my parents?
I would be like, condoms? What are these?
Yeah, what are condoms? I only have unprotected sex.
What is this, mama? Mama, come see the toys I got.
Is it a balloon?
Oh, it is a balloon with gel. That is so fun.
I fill it up with water balloons. Okay, later that day, I happen to be in the kitchen alone and my parents walk in. I still can't look them in the eye. My dad asks if I liked everything I got in my stocking or something vague like that. I respond, while still staring at the floor, that yes, I did, but I'm not sure why I got one item. My parents are almost smiling like they are enjoying this. And you can tell this relationship with her parents is very...
open.
Open.
Too open. Yeah.
The day I talk to my parents about condoms is the day I am dead in the ground 6 feet under from choking to death on a condom.
Yeah.
My parents are almost smiling like they are enjoying this and tell me they wanted me to have it, so I am safe. Are we seriously having that talk on Christmas Day at my aunt's house? Kill me.
Come on.
At this point, I'm redder than the cranberry sauce. This bitch is a writer, honey. At this point, I'm redder than the cranberry sauce and still staring at the floor. I muster the courage to utter the words that I'm not having sex yet and currently don't have a use for the condoms. This is also what I did at Christmas this year. I was a really late bloomer and was not even close to doing it. All I had done is kiss, and the thought of even looking at a penis, let alone touching one, made me feel awkward and uncomfortable.
I get that.
What is she, a swimmer, right?
Swimmer.
Okay, just wanted to double check. You never know. My parents almost seem surprised by my answer. Why? I don't know. Like, I literally never left the house unless it was for school or to train. No idea when and where they thought all this sex was happening. So the combo went on this way a little while longer, though I can't remember what was said because I blocked it from my mind. When I got back to school after break, I told my parents what happened, or my friends what happened, and they were all jealous because they thought I had the coolest parents. I gave all the condoms to my girlfriends who could actually use them before they expired. Condoms expire?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. To this day, I still can't think of that Christmas without shuddering.
What?
Tiff, this seems like a humble brag of a story, I have to say. I don't see anything embarrassing in this.
Tiff, girl, the fact that your parents were like, go get him, Tiger.
The fact that your parents thought you were sexually active, this is what, like, a dream. I was the coolest girl in school and my parents knew it as well.
Yeah, they freaking knew.
My parents would have given me a box of condoms that were empty as like a prank.
I don't think my parents, like, I think that I, I don't think my parents were ever really like, Jesse, how's it go? I think they knew nothing was ever happening.
I never had a sex. Did you have like a sex talk?
I don't think so. I think that my mom talked to me about periods.
Maybe no one talked to me about tops and bottoms.
No one's giving that talk.
They don't give you the talk. They don't tell me. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, who told you that?
Who told me what? Tops and bottoms?
Yeah.
Pornhub.com/gay.
Oh, that makes sense. I am like, I don't know. I don't know who taught. I mean, I had an older brother, but we never talked about anything like that. Ever.
We had like a health class, but I don't remember really learning anything.
I don't remember learning anything. And I don't remember ever needing to know is the other good news.
Same. It never came up.
Never came up.
You know, sex never really came up for me in high school. So it's not like I had to know the knowledge. But I knew. Watch a movie.
I give off a pretty strong non-sexual energy, so everyone feels safe with me.
Everyone feels safe. Does this remind you of any embarrassing stories? We haven't done any of our own in a while.
Yeah, let's do some. I'm trying to think of it like in the bedroom or like where I've been.
Also, Tiff, I don't mean to demean your embarrassing story here, but I'm just saying count your blessings a bit. I love the story.
I get it. I love it. That you're an athlete. I already am visualizing that strong back of yours, girl.
She's a hot.
Every swimmer's got a strong back.
You know this is a hot person because this is a hot person who this a is swimmer? Embarrassing to them. This is like me on a good day.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I'm happy for you. Let me say that. I'm very happy for you.
I know how sexually active you are.
Very.
Why don't you, let's make up embarrassing stories.
Oh, I love that. That's really good. I love
okay,
that.
Okay, this is about the time that
the time.
I was in the middle of having intercourse.
Yeah, I remember that.
With this really hot guy, okay? His name was Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but for the sake of the story, we'll call him You know, Cam, cut the name. I don't want people to know. Okay.
Yeah, that cut it's, the name, Cam.
That it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. We'll call him Shmosef Shmorden Shmevit.
I think that's smart to protect.
And he was obsessed with me. And he kept calling me, being like, I know that we only had sex twice, but you're so amazing. What do I do?
I'll give you a movie deal.
You're so good at it, he said.
You're so good at sex.
I've never met someone who's so
good at
flexible.
Flexible.
And just good at sex, he
at
said.
It.
He said, I like it when you
do it.
How strong I am.
You're so strong at sex.
And he's strong too. He picks me up, swings me around like a rag doll.
Okay, yeah. So he's got upper body strength.
Which a lot of men can't do with me because of my height.
The height is always an issue.
The height's always been a problem for guys to pick me up and have intercourse.
100%.
And so anyway, we made sweet love for many hours, which I
Where's
love.
Where's the embarrassing part? Yeah, that no, that's great.
Oh, the embarrassing part?
Here it comes.
So when I came, I woke up.
You came too, because you came, and then you come.
Yeah, I came, and then I came too.
Okay, got it.
And I came too, and I was like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Cam,
aren't you married? And he was like, what? And
oh
I looked
God.
On google.com and I looked it up and I found out he was married while he was still in his bed. And I heard his wife coming home.
Are you kidding me right
and
now?
And I had to jump out of his balcony. He has a Juliet balcony.
Oh, great. He has a balcony. Great.
And it's covered in roses. So I was like, okay, maybe I can climb down the rose bush. Oh, but God. I pricked my hands and I fell and I landed right on their breakfast table. They have one of those little breakfast tables outside where rich people sit and eat poached eggs and fucking drink espresso shots.
Ugh.
And I landed on that. And
oh my God.
I scuffed my knee and my shoe.
Oh my, your shoe?
And that's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
That is, I'm so sorry that that happened.
And then I was cast in, this is right before 500 Days of Summer, where I was supposed to be cast as Summer, and then I was recast by Zooey Deschanel because they didn't want to deal with the tension on set.
Ugh.
His wife notoriously directs.
Directs, 100%. Directs
him. She doesn't direct the film, just him specifically.
Yeah, she's on set. She's like a handler almost.
She is. She's like a hand. She's like his handler. That's
how
they met.
It's very cute. That's how they met. When someone's good at handling, honey, you're
His
off
wife,
and rolling.
Tasha, which is her name.
That's it.
She's 5'9".
Damn!
That's a tall woman.
That's a tall glass of water.
And that's why I was so scared, because she was coming at me like a house of brick.
Oh, yeah. A woman who's 5'9 coming at you, run.
Yeah. So, did you want to say your most embarrassing story ever sexually?
God, it's so embarrassing. So, I am embarrassed, but I was, you know, in college, as one is.
You went to Princeton, right?
Princeton. I'm at Princeton, and I'm studying, because, like, Princeton is... hard, and you have no idea how hard Princeton is when you can't read.
Is it hard?
I'm telling
I didn't
you.
Think that.
It's very hard. And again,
oh, and you can't read. I forgot.
I can't read. So it's so difficult. And I'm having to sort of like this extra challenge of like, how do I get the course curriculum in my head without reading it?
And I mean, right? Princeton notoriously has never had dyslexics before. I mean,
they normally just completely shut us out. But
they
say
here? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Not at Princeton, but not you know,
this is an Ivy,
right? Unless you're the exception to the rule, which LOL I am.
You
so
always have
I'm studying in the library, which was like, you know, I love the library because I'm surrounded by things I can't read. And I just, I felt safe there because I felt like it's a challenge. Even
the
to be
warmth
inside.
Of the computers,
a warmth of a computer. So I'm there, I'm studying. This guy comes up to me, and by this guy, I mean my boyfriend.
Oh, I forgot you had a serious relationship in college.
Yeah. Who Cam, please beep this out. Was Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh my God. I always forget that you dated Jake Gyllenhaal.
I know. And he was so hot. And he was
well,
like,
well, that was
wanna...
back in his prime. Well, he probably had just finished filming Day After Tomorrow.
Exactly. I'm telling you, he was so ripped. And he was like, do you want to hang out after you study? And I was like, yeah, maybe. He's like, please. I'm like, okay.
He's such a beggar, that one.
Such a beggar. And there was a power dynamic there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get back to his place, which is gorgeous. And he was like, let's, you know, we start kissing because I'm an excellent kisser.
Didn't
and
he
I do
have
love
paintings of you in his?
He did. He painted them.
That's so sweet.
It
know
was so cute.
I've heard what a great kisser you are.
Yes.
I remember Jesse Jollis is a great kisser.com.
Check that out, you guys. It's actual footage of me kissing. So we're kissing and we're having a great time. And he was like, blowjob. And now.
No.
He did. And at the time.
Jake Gyllenhaal, don't ask me for a blowjob in front of the paintings you painted of me. You
never
sick fuck.
Do that. In front of me as a goddess, don't tell me to do that.
So, yeah, I don't give blowjobs. I get them.
So, and I'm not going to lie to you. At the time, you know, a hand job to me is like, what are we really doing? You know what I'm saying?
A hand job? I'm like.
To me.
Kiss me on the forehead.
Exactly. I'm just like, you know, I sort of, you know, a cat, the way that like a cat, when you first meet it, you're like, oh, I'm going to touch and then I'll just let it come back. Like, that's me in a hand.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, the cat seems like maybe he's into me.
Yeah. But I'm also not going to come too hard too quick.
So I'm going to reach out. And if he comes back, then he'll be. That's a great way to deal with hand jobs as well, I feel.
I think so too. Because when the cat comes back to me, that means we've woken up down there. And then it's like, oh, good morning. But
I liked it. I liked it. I want more.
I'm petting. So I'm petting and then it's like blowjob. And I say, you know, in my head, you know, I'm a workaholic at that point. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Do you have time to give a hand job and graduate from Princeton?
And right. And it's like, it's so much to sort of try to even figure out. So, and he's doing the thing where he's like looking up because he's trying to just not have it end too quick, you know?
Oh, he's really enjoying it.
He's enjoying it is what I'm saying. As some would say. So, and
I would not know myself, to be honest.
I would not know myself. I still do not know myself.
I'm an adult, so.
I am who I am. And so here I am, and I've got a scrunchie. And I say, what does one do with the scrunchie? You know? And I've got my scrunchie, and I've got like.
I'm afraid you might have already told this embarrassing story.
Really?
This isn't the one where you put a scrunchie on Jake Gyllenhaal's dick, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Wait, finish it. I know I've heard it. I'm not sure the listeners
have. Oh, sure. So I've got this scrunchie. I've got my tub because I was just finishing up a tub of pudding. I was starving.
Oh, of course. You notoriously were eating a tub of chocolate pudding at this time.
Chocolate pudding, which was like, I don't know about you guys, but I keep my pudding in the refrigerator. So it's like a nice consistency.
Yeah.
It's kind of
wait,
cool.
You keep in the fridge. I've never heard of refrigerating your pudding before. I think most people keep it in dry storage.
That's what I'm trying to say. But I freeze
especially
it,
fridge, you like it. I like it to get that nice congealed effect to it.
Right. But mine's a little colder, a little chunkier. So I dip my scrunchie in my pudding and I decide to put it on his member.
Which scrunchie did you decide to ruin by putting into the pudding?
It was my workout scrunchie, the one I had devoted to just when I was working out. So it was already out
of
the rotation.
I know you have the Chanel scrunchies. I would hate.
You know I have the Chanel scrunchies. No, those I would never, unless I was tired. Because once I dipped my scrunchie in the pudding and then I, you know, was just sort of moving my scrunchie up and down, he was next level.
I will ask what the difference is between the hand gesture of using your hand or using a scrunchie.
Well, it feels because of the pudding sensation.
It's just for him. It doesn't make your life
easier. It's for him.
Easier.
It's less work for me, which we love because I was going to Princeton at the time. And, you know, it was just hard for me
and
to
I know
juggle.
It's hard to get lube in Princeton area.
It's
Princeton,
really
New Jersey notoriously
hard.
Doesn't have a lot of lube stores.
Right. And again, I wanted him to think that it was my mouth.
I forgot his eyes were closed because he likes to enjoy that.
Because he's really enjoying it. So I'm doing that. We're having that fun. And it wasn't until, you know, he had completely ruined my pudding and had a good time everywhere that when he opened his eyes, he saw that there was pudding everywhere. And I said, so sorry, in the middle, I got hungry. I had to eat a little pudding. And he said, oh, that's fine.
Girls say that to me all the time, he said, probably.
Yeah, he said, girls say that to me all the time. So,
wow.
But it was so
that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I never realized that that's how things ended between you and Schmick Schmillenhall.
Yeah. It did. We did date a little longer.
Oh.
But it was still embarrassing. And, you know, coming from Princeton, just coming from like being, I don't want to say the word perfect, but.
Well, obviously, that's what you've been called your whole life.
Right.
How could you not think you're perfect if you were raised to think that? God. And I know he's still obsessed with you.
God, he is really, truly obsessed to the point where it's sad.
It's pathetic. It's sad. That's what I got lunch with Shmosef, and he told me how Shmaik is going through it. Cam, again, if you could just adjust the names. We don't want people thinking.
You gotta. No.
That we're just Hollywood star fuckers, you know?
No, we're more than that. Yeah,
they fuck us.
They fuck us and then fall in love with us.
Yeah.
So it's more than fucking, it's love.
For sure.
Fucking love, okay?
It's fucking love.
It's fucking love. Maybe you've heard of it.
Speaking of fucking love.
Yeah. Yes.
Should we?
We must.
All right, guys. It's time for... Also, if you're not on our Patreon, you have to go check out our most recent Patreon because we do a Hallmark for the ages.
It was iconic.
I play a straight person.
Iconic, and I played an absolute lesbian.
Jesse took the gay roles again.
I did. I took the gay role.
All right,
and
guys,
I nailed it.
It's time for...
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Do you want to start, or should I?
You.
Me?
Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
Picture this. Yes.
Okay, we open on... A high-powered pharmacist.
They make good money, Chris.
They make good money. She owns the pharmacy, of course.
No.
Her name is Susanna Rite Aid.
Oh, my God.
Susanna Rite Aid. She owns Rite Aid.
Yep, that makes
sense. And a lot of it, it's actually pronounced Ritead, but they changed it to Rite Aid. To help it out. Ritead, maybe, even. Susanna, and so she is working in the offices. She's she's working hard.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
And you know what? I just decided she was a pharmacist. That's how she got her start. Sure. But now she's head of everything at Rite Aid.
That makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. When you own a franchise,
She's the president of all.
The president. Yes.
And she is working hard. Her dad is the owner of All Rite Aid.
Oh, okay. It was her dad.
Did I say it was her?
I thought it was, yeah.
Well, I meant her family, of course.
Okay, yeah. It was, yeah. Okay, got
Rite
it.
Rite Aid's been around for a bit.
Yeah.
And her dad is sick and he's dying.
Okay. That's a bummer.
Okay. But he's still working because he's a workhorse.
Yeah. Runs
in
the family.
He calls her into the office.
Okay, got it.
And he says, Susanna.
Yeah, dad?
Susanna.
Yeah, dad?
Any day now, the glitter lung will take me away. He was a big fan of glitter and he would always have it open and he kept breathing it in. Basically, long story short, he tells her that she's going to be taking over as head of everything for Rite Aid.
Thank God. Okay.
But
what?
He needs to trust that she can do this.
Okay.
Okay. So she has to go and open a new Rite Aid in a town that's never had Rite Aid before.
What?
I know.
Where in the bumblefuck hasn't had a Rite Aid?
In Slane, North Dakota.
Ew.
And you're like, what?
What?
I want to go to fucking North Dakota by myself. And I'm like,
no.
And he's like, yeah, you have to go by yourself. And then you're like, and he's like, well, you can bring your assistant. And I pop in out of nowhere.
Thank God.
And I'm like, I don't want to go to no fucking North Dakota. And he's like, North Dakota is not that bad. And I'm like, ugh, then you go, fucker. And he is like,
wow.
He thinks I'm charming.
No, but you are. Yeah, that makes sense.
And of course, I think I am as well. And then I'm like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And we're on the private jet to North Dakota.
Makes sense.
And I'm reading over the pamphlet.
Oh, sure. Oh, I love that there's a pamphlet.
Well, he of course gave you a list of things that we have to do. A contract.
Oh, a contract.
I guess is what the word is.
Absolutely. A pamphlet, if you will.
And we're like, I'm reading through the contract, okay? And I see undersigned Must Fall in Love by Christmas.
What?
Or she loses her job and her inheritance.
Okay. But Chris, it's 2 weeks before Christmas.
I know. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. And now you have to fall in love or else the Rite Aid fortune goes to your sister, Veronica.
So you're telling me I have to go to Sloan, North Dakota and fall in love and open a Rite Aid?
Yeah. Slane, North Dakota. And you have to fall in love and we have to open a Rite Aid. And ugh. I'm like, glad I got tickets two ways. Am I right?
Ugh.
Oh, you'll be fine. It'll be easy to fall in love in North Dakota. You're a 10 in North Dakota.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
But also, thank you for calling me a 10. That has actually maybe never happened. So
if you wanted to say something back that was a compliment, that would also be okay.
Oh, you're very nice.
That's not true, and you know that.
That's true. Your niceness is like a 2 in North Dakota, so you better really rev it up. They're not going to get that sarcasm, okay?
Okay,
but your hair is a 10.
I'll be
hair
super.
Is a 10.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll be super nice when we get
there.
Be
as nice as you can. Okay? Okay. So we get off the jet, and, you know, what does one do when opening a Rite Aid? First things first, you want to lock that structure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the airport.
You got to find the brick and mortar.
Got to find that brick and mortar. So all of a sudden, someone's holding up a sign that says,
Susanna,
thank God, Rite Aid. And then there's this man holding the sign, Chris. And
question, is only one name on the sign or?
It's plus guest.
Oh, good. So I got a plus one.
plus guest. And then in parentheses, it says Stewie Monson.
My name is Stewie Monson.
Stewie Monson.
I guess I'm going to fit in perfectly well.
You're going to fit in like a dream. So.
And they did spell Stewie wrong on the sign, which is depressing.
Well, yeah, they also spelled Rite Aid wrong, which is embarrassing. So the
well,
guy
they've never had one
it,
before.
The guy holding it is, oh God. Well, first of all, he's adorable. I want to start with that. Mm. He's got like a little scruff. He's got like these cute little round glasses. He's, you know, holding the sign up sort of
glasses
over.
And a beard on the same man.
I know it's rare.
It's
and
odd to find that
a shy vibe, a real shy.
No,
vibe.
He's yeah. a shy guy.
He's shy. And so,
you know, he, I like that.
Me too. And as we start getting closer, I'm like, the sign is like practically at my head. But the difference is that's like where. Now he's holding, it's like his chest, like
maybe it's a bit above your head. It would seem
it's above my head is why I'm confused. Cause it's like,
well,
the
it's above
height.
My head a bit as well. And I'm 6 foot.
That's okay. So I don't, oh God, it's like, you don't want to just say things that you don't know for sure, but I approach and it's like, this man has,
wait. Because as you approach, I feel like I almost lost. I couldn't see you because of the shadow.
I disappear almost.
You disappeared into the shadow of this man and his welcome sign.
Welcome sign.
Which I've never seen before.
Never.
I mean, for someone to disappear under a shadow like that, we're talking about a height. If you're 5'6", this man has to be, was the sign cardboard or on paper?
It was like a white cardboard.
A white cardboard. And the color on the sign?
Black.
Black. So, and was the sun setting or?
It's 4 p.m.
Okay, so it's like almost a golden hour in North Dakota.
It's golden hour. Thank you for knowing.
So if we're in golden hour, and was he wearing boots or no boots?
He's not wearing boots.
Okay, and in this example, does X equal Y or does it equal Z?
Y.
X equals Y?
Y.
Okay, so if X equals Y, and it was a Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
And if we do Tuesday,
two
and then
weeks
you go,
before
and
Christmas.
Then 2 weeks before Christmas, so what is that, like the 14th? The weather was about 76 degrees. We carry the 6. 72. Add in the accent, of course, and then you include the fact that he was driving a Volkswagen, and then
the vault,
6
right.
equals 17.
God.
And it was a good season for Merlot that year. So, listen, I'm no mathematician, obviously.
Of course not.
But we're looking at a man who, let me just double check my work here.
Yeah.
About 6 foot 2 or 6 foot 3 is what's coming up on the machine.
Okay, so he is tall.
So he's a pretty tall man. Yeah.
This is a tall man. Okay. So this tall man who, oh, such a sweet vibe, is like, hi, welcome, Stewie and Susie. And I say it's Suzanne. It is Suzanne.
It's Susanna, actually, but
it's actually Susanna. So please don't lose some of the things. And he's like, oopsie, didn't mean to ruffle your feather. Yeah, he says, oops, I did it again. Did not mean to ruffle your feather.
Was that a gay reference?
Did he just make a gay
joke? I think he just made a Britney Spears joke.
Are you talking about Free Brit?
And he says, Free Brit, of course.
Yeah, and he's like, stop coming for Britney.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone. And we're like, oh my God.
Oh my God, that's you. That was him.
That's him when he was so young.
Him when he was young. He first got the internet.
First got the internet. He had the bleached hair. It's a different man now. And hot.
He's hot now, huh?
He's really, really hot. And so he's like, get in the car. Let me take you to your new, the new storefront, which I'm amped about because I heard you guys are going to sell makeup there, which I'm obsessed with.
And I'm like, okay, this guy's getting a little too flamey for me.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, relax.
I'm like, we don't need that gay shit. We're in North Dakota.
Yeah. Okay. And that's, we're working through. But.
And then you say, remember you said you were going to be nice. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Remember, North Dakota nice. So amp yourself up to a 20. Okay.
Wow. I love it here. It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks. We love it here too.
Cool.
So what do you guys do in the big city?
Well, we run a chain of pharmacies.
Oh.
That's why you're taking us to a storefront.
Right, 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 right.
Mm-hmm. What do you do here?
I am a driver, a hired driver.
Wow, big market for that?
Kind of.
Cool. Is there a Mrs.?
Not unless you're talking Shitty about car? Miss Britney Spears.
Okay. And then I give you the eyes like, we get it.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, do you get it?
And then I say, God, I could eat.
And I say, yeah, what's good to eat around here?
And he's like, oh, there's a diner down on Route 2 and it's amazing. I could take you down. And as we're having the conversation, Jesse.
Right.
We pull up to the storefront. Okay.
Okay.
And
okay.
There's a man standing in front of the storefront.
Oh.
He seems upset. He seems to be picketing.
No.
And the thing is, it's hard to tell what is on his picket because I guess they really do make things bigger in the Midwest because.
Interesting.
This man is towering over.
Oh my God.
The Volkswagen Jetta that we're sitting in. And to tower over a mighty car like a Volkswagen Jetta, I mean.
A Jetta.
This man has got to be pushing.
What?
Well, you're the expert on cars. How tall would that make him?
Well, a car, a Jetta.
I thought it was a Passat at first, but then when I got a better look at the tail ends.
The tail end.
I saw that it had more of a Jetta.
A Jetta vibe.
Vibe box. To it.
The box of the
but
Jetta.
But obviously the emblems were removed for branding.
Legally, yeah. Well, a Jetta comes up to about 5'4".
That's right. Jettas are 5'4". Well, this man definitely taller than that. Almost a foot.
I'm confused. A foot taller than a Jetta? Like, what are you're spewing. It's like, what are you saying?
I know it's hard to believe, but a reminder, we're in the Midwest.
Right. We're in the Midwest.
So he's about a foot taller. It also is important to know that it was foggy that morning.
It had to be.
And it usually snows on the first of every month, but it didn't this year.
Oh my God, what a sign.
So that would make him.
Yeah.
Listen, it's saying 6'4 on the Excel spreadsheet.
Oh my God.
Oh no, I fucked it up. It's 6'3". 6'3".
Okay. Well, that's still, Chris, that's tall.
Well, it's between 6'2 and 6'3". I'm not getting an actual
reading, all right. Well,
but
that's
it's near there.
Okay. I will accept that. That's a good height for me, I feel. So, okay. So he's tall. This is a tall man and he's picketing?
He's picketing and you get out of the car and you say, okay, what do we have going on here?
Yeah, I'm expecting welcome signs.
And
hi,
he
I'm
says,
Susanna.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Reed. Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God.
And you go, you're Dwayne Reed?
You're Dwayne Reed?
And he says, yes, and I'm not going to let some ho-bunk piece of shit Rite Aid come into my town and ruin everything.
Okay, well, we already have the permits and we're building the brick and mortar. So how exactly are you going to stop me?
I'm going to stop you any way I know how, even if I have to push that pretty little body out of my way.
I'm taken aback because he does say little, and I'm like, okay, he's clocked, I'm petite.
And then he looks at, he's like, can you believe that a tiny little girl is going to come in here and ruin everything for us?
And I'm like, excuse me, 5'6" isn't tiny.
Well, it is to me. And we're both like, that's so hot.
That's so fucking hot. What do you mean? God, don't bully me with your presence.
And
how about we settle this over a cup of coffee?
And he's like, ugh, only if I can put cinnamon in it.
Duh, a natural antidepressant? I like you already. So, Dwayne, how exactly did you get into the business of pharmacies and such?
Well, my father was the original owner of Dwayne Reed.
Is it pronounced Dwayne Reed?
It's pronounced Dwayne Reed, but for the sake of Americans, we just switched it to Dwayne Reed.
Oh, that's smart.
So, yeah.
Wow.
My ex-wife actually used to pronounce it Duana.
Oh.
But she...
Ex-wife?
Yeah. She, you know...
What?
Her name was Claire Van Simpson.
Oh, God.
Claire Van Simpson, CVS.
Oh my God.
You know, so she
took the business model and opened her
own. Took the business model and she went and she opened up her own pharmacy chain.
I'm so sorry.
And
even though
was,
just because you both have a different pharmacy chain doesn't mean you couldn't, you know, be romantically involved.
No, she told me that she never had feelings for me. The only feelings she had were a passion for the pharmacy chain world.
Wow.
And she used me for the business model.
Oh my God, Dwayne, so, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's fine. It's good. Sorry, it's a little fresh. It happened 10 years ago.
Well, I guess it feels like only yesterday. You
Not
know?
A lot happens out here, you know?
Oh God, yeah, I do. I mean, I don't, but I'm seeing that it seems like there's not a lot of people out here. So
what do you do when you're not destroying other businesses?
Well, so yeah, I am about to take over the Rite Aid chain branch thing, and I love to sing.
Really?
Yeah.
I also enjoy carrying a tune.
A man who can carry a tune is so rare. Like, what's your go-to?
I do.
Keep going, please.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
Why?
I'm telling you why. That's actually an original I wrote.
I've heard it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wrote it for the radio.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. So and then I come in, I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Oh, sorry. We were singing.
You were singing?
We were talking.
Listen, I know that you only have 14 days to fall in love, but this isn't the fucking way. And this isn't the fucking way, I said.
Oh my God. Oh, sorry, my assistant is in New York. Please ignore what he said.
What did he say about?
What did he say? I didn't even.
About the falling in love into.
Oh, yes. Well, so there is a little bit of a, I guess the word is stipulation with the business that my father says I have to fall in love by Christmas. So
you're using me?
No. First of all, how cocky of you to think that you could fall in love with me by Christmas.
I think I have to get going.
Oh, okay. Well.
And then he gets up. He's hurt. He's hurt. And he walks out. And he comes out. And you come out to me.
Stewie.
What?
What is your problem?
What, you're going to fall in love with Dwayne Reed? That's not going to be good for anybody.
Who would you like me to fall in love with?
I don't know. How about that nice guy and an old guy who looks like he's almost dead goes by? It's just like a funny moment.
Yeah, it's like, no.
I don't know. What about her? And it's same exact situation.
Okay. It's like, how do you see me?
It's a joke, okay? You're obviously not going to date a fucking Dwayne Reed.
Also, why is there lipstick all over your face?
Oh, I hooked up with that twink that drove us.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Yeah. Are you going to fall in love while I'm supposed to be?
If I happen to fall in love, I hope that's something that you could be here for.
I am already here for it. Ooh. How am I supposed to fall in love, though?
Well, listen, I saw there's a speed dating event.
What? Oh, God.
If you wanted to go to a speed dating event.
Okay, let's go. It's both of our jobs on the line here.
And then we cut to a montage of a speed dating event, and everything's just going horribly wrong.
Okay. Hi, I'm Susanna.
Hi, I'm Mike. I like your tits.
Next. They're like, no, we'll say the bell. Next
bell. Hi, I'm Robert.
Hi, I'm Susanna.
I love your tits.
Next. Hi, I'm Susanna. Please don't say anything about my tits.
Hi, I'm Mike. Why would I say anything? They're awful.
Okay, next. Rude.
Hi, I'm Stefania. I'm Russian.
Oh, cool. I'm Susanna.
Oh, S names.
Next. I don't want us to get confused. Well,
I was just going to say we could snake around your tits.
Oh, God.
I don't want us to get confused.
Yeah. Stewie, this place sucks.
Listen, and then Dwayne Reed is like, comes in and he's like, oh, I didn't realize we were on a speed dating thing.
Well, I guess we're not. We're just both at an event.
Okay. I was just saying it because you look nice.
Oh, thank you.
And then I disappear again. And you're like, where is he going? And then you see me in the corner of your eye. And I'm walking hand in hand with the homo from before.
God darn it. So I guess we didn't really talk that much earlier. What do you like to do for fun?
For fun, I like to go thrifting.
Oh, really?
I really like thrifting on the weekends.
Me too.
I like bright colors.
I love bright colors.
Seeing people that look like art teachers.
Oh my God.
Funny pillows. I collect actually briefcases in the shapes of things.
You don't.
I actually have one in the shape of my couch.
Stop everything. Oh my God.
I know. It's ridiculous.
No, I collect funny shaped purses.
You do?
Yeah, I think they're really fun and unique, and normally they make me laugh.
I love a purse that makes me laugh.
I've never seen a briefcase that does, but...
Oh, I would love to show you sometime.
I'd love to see sometime.
Do you want to...
Let's get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. I meant just a...
No, I like it.
No, okay, yeah.
And so then they go and they get out of here.
They gotta.
And we see a montage of them on dates.
Dates.
Outfit changes.
Purses, briefcases, you name it. We also then see you and Ben, the driver, and you've made an appearance on his vlog. His YouTube channel where he's like, everybody meet my boyfriend. And it's like very cute.
It's very cute. And he, you would think I'd be freaking out, but I actually am really accustomed to it. I quickly grew to like it.
Yeah. You're really into the vlogging and the attention.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's honestly Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve, and you have to be in love.
I know. And also, we have the big opening of the Rite Aid.
And it's the big opening of the Rite Aid, which is stunning, by the way.
Stunning. It's such a gorgeous Rite Aid.
And it, I mean, just such a beautiful Right. You would think it's covered in bricks.
Bricks.
And rocks, even.
Rocks. Yeah, it's crazy.
Stones.
Stone. I was going to say stone. And there's a little letter on my new purse that's shaped like a pill bottle. And it says, meet me in aisle 2.
Okay. And you
meet me in aisle 2. So I like go to the Rite Aid. I'm like going down aisle 2. And do you know who's at the end of the aisle?
Who?
It's Dwayne.
What's he doing?
He's just sort of standing there, but he is wearing a tux. It's a dressed up event. I'm wearing a red velvet gown. So we're all dressed, you know, in the same sort of family. But I'm like, Dwayne,
he goes, I've been thinking about it and I've about loved what? No one as much as I have loved you. And you say, we can't have competing.
No.
Drugstores in the same town.
Of course not.
And he says, what do you think about making that wall? And he points at the wall and it's a white wall.
Yeah, it's white.
And he points at the wall and he goes, what if we made that an accent wall and we painted it green? What if we made that wall green?
I'd love that.
And you're like, I'm really into that.
I'm really into
that.
And
he's like, I have Walgreens all over my place of business as well.
Oh my God.
And he's like, what?
And I'm like, Walgreens, that's it. We should merge the companies into one and call it a new company.
Walgreens. We wouldn't even have to change any of the branding. We would just put buy Walgreens underneath both signs.
Exactly. We'll lose no clientele and everyone will know that we're together.
And we're together and I come out and I'm married.
Oh my God. Stewie.
We actually went to Vegas and eloped.
Damn. Wow.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, congrats. And also, Dwayne and I have decided to combine our forces and our love and create Walgreens.
Oh my God. That's such a genius idea.
Yeah. And I think that we can call my dad and say that I'm in love.
Oh, speaking of, he died.
No.
He did die, but he still left you the company. So all of this was really for naught. Turns out he was pretty...
Damn it.
Pretty losing it there towards the end, and you didn't have to do any of this. But it does seem good for business, and you seem happy.
Great. I'm really happy. This is great for business. And you know what?
And Dwayne Reed is like, you still want to do this even though you're not, you don't have to?
Of course. I want to do this because it's you and me, Dwayne Reed and Rite Aid.
Wow.
By Walgreens.
Beautiful. And they kiss.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's such a good kiss.
It's such a good kiss.
Guys, look this up at jessiejolliskisses.com.
And the name?
The name you ask?
Is Wall of Love.
Greens.
Wall of Love Greens. Wall of... Right? R-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Aid.
Oh my God.
Right Aid.
100%.
Stunning.
That's what stunning, iconic, and a blockbuster hit.
A blockbuster hit.
God, I am really into that. Good luck that walking good into a Rite Aid or a Dwayne Reed and not knowing the backstory now. Good luck.
I mean, that's actually the true backstory.
That is the I didn't mean to literally recite history, but we did.
That was such a good one.
Thank you. No, that was great.
That was such a... Thank you, she says.
Should we do our last segment?
Let's do our last segment.
Segment. Bring it home. It's time for...
Okay, guys. It is time for the review.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
And this one comes from Jay Hall, who we're going to call Janet.
Oh, Janet, you go, girl.
She says, love this for everyone with a wink.
Oh.
This 56-year-old baby who adores her middle is obsessed with Jesse and Chris.
Oh.
Their chemistry and comedic timing is something that is hard to find on other podcasts.
True.
How can you not fall in love with these two as they weekly spill their heart out with their most embarrassing stories?
Got a
this
point.
This podcast keeps me laughing while at the same time wanting to give them a huge hug. Heart.
Aww.
That's Janet. Janet.
Oh, Janet.
It does seem you've gotten where the depression is from.
She knows where it's from.
She wants to give us a hug.
Janet.
And she says, you know what? You're funny. Pick things up. You pick it up and you walk down the street is the kind of person Janet is. She says, pick up by your bootstraps, mister.
How about that? How about pick up by your bootstraps, mister? And yeah, I'm the baby. But you know what? It was always me in my middle. Supporting, getting through. Against the oldest. Who knows how it was? But what I'm saying is she was like, yeah, I love this podcast. And yeah, I recognize talent. Janet, I don't know if you know this. Janet used to be a talent scout on Star Search.
She actually was a talent search. Yes, she found Christina Aguilera.
Huge. And then she got out of the business. She started to do something, you know, a little different just because it was a lot of pressure.
It was a lot of pressure. And she said, there's too many only children.
Yeah, exactly.
And too many olders. Too much.
Too many of the oldest. It's
and
too much.
That's why. And she said, I'm a middle lover.
I'm a middle through.
I love
through.
Middle. Even though exactly. I'm not one, I love middles. And so she went on to start a reality show called
Find Your Middle.
And it's a dating show with middle children. It never made it to air, unfortunately.
Well, it didn't make it to air, yeah.
Because it turned out one of the contestants was the Zodiac Killer, which didn't come out until after the airing. It's hard to tell, you know?
It's true. It's true. And, you know, as they say, middles were becoming harder to find because people are only having two. And so it's hard to cast middles.
It's hard to find a middle to cast. And so
it
never made it to air, but she did find her middle and she went on to become one of the greatest women alive.
And Janet, girl, we do this for you.
We do this for you and we
you're
do
an
it
icon.
For all of you.
Yes.
Okay, because you're all icons.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you just so much.
So much.
And if you need more,
yeah.
Go to patreon.com/middlechildren and join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. Submit your embarrassing stories. We would love to hear them. Also, if you have a middle child you would like to nominate to be middle child of the week, we can talk about them. Good or bad,
let's
whatever you want
that.
Us to talk about.
Yeah, I'd like a somebody nominate somebody. Let's go.
Okay, and then make sure to live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.